When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Following are Article 6 of the Code of Umoja and some explanatory notes. Pay close attention to them and make notes if you think certain changes would improve the document. Article 6, the Executive Power. Section 1, the President. The chief executive power of the nation shall be vested in the president, each vice president, and the executive council. It shall be the duties of the president to execute the laws of the nation and to take those actions necessary to achieve the aims of the revolution as set forth in the Declaration of Independence. The president shall also be the executive officer of the National Territorial Council and shall see to it that the laws of the People's Center Council and the National Territorial Council are faithfully executed. The President shall be the Commander-in-Chief of all defense and security forces of the nation. B. Any candidate for the office of President or Vice President must be a citizen of the Republic of New Africa and must pledge allegiance to the Republic of New Africa and to the enforcement of this Code of Umoja. Section 2. Vice Presidents. The People's Center Council shall provide for the election of vice presidents on a regional basis, and all such vice presidents and any national vice president shall follow the direction of the president. Subject to the authority of the president, the regional vice presidents shall have the power to coordinate and direct the execution of law and government work in their respective region. Section 3. Terms of Office and Election of President and Vice President. The terms of the President and the Vice President shall be for 3 years, commencing 30 days after the date of their election. The presidential and vice presidential elections shall be every 3 years and shall occur at the same time as the elections for representatives of the People's Center Council. The first president to be elected after the ratification of this code shall be the person who receives the plurality or majority of the votes cast by New Africans for presidential candidates during the national elections in September of 1975. The first regional vice presidents to be elected after the ratification of the code shall be those persons receiving the plurality or majority of votes duly cast by New Africans for the regional vice presidential candidate in their region during the national elections in September of 1975. Each subsequent president and regional vice president shall also be elected by receiving a plurality or majority of votes cast by eligible New African citizens in subsequent national elections for president and vice president. The exact date, time, voting eligibility requirements, and method of national election for president and vice presidents shall be determined by the People's Center Council of the Republic of New Africa. B. In the event of a tie among the candidates for president, the People's Center Council shall elect a president and a national vice president from those candidates receiving the highest number of votes. C. In the event of a tie for regional vice president or the vice president for the national territory, the voting representatives of the People's Center Council from that region shall elect a regional vice president and a deputy regional vice president from the candidates receiving the highest number of votes. Section 4. Presidential Succession. At its first session in the president's term, the People's Center Council shall place the vice presidents in line of succession to the president. If the president should resign or be removed from office, he will be succeeded for the remainder of his unfinished term by the highest available vice president in line of succession, except that the People's Center Council may cause a special election to be held, and the person duly elected thereby shall become the president after his or her election for the remainder of the unfinished presidential term. If no vice president be available when the president resigns or is removed from office, the president's successor, until another president is properly elected, will be selected by majority vote by the People's Center Council voting members present in a duly convened session of the People's Center Council. Whenever the president shall be temporarily incapacitated, the highest available vice president in the line of presidential succession shall assume the duties and powers of the president during the period of such incapacitation. If no vice president be available, the president's duties shall be assumed as provided by the People's Center Council. Section 5. Vice Presidential Succession. If any regional vice president shall resign or be removed from office, he shall be succeeded by a person elected to that regional vice presidency by a majority of the People's Center Council representatives in his region until another regional vice president is duly elected by the citizens of that region. The president may appoint an acting regional vice president who shall serve until either a vice president has been elected by a majority of the People's Center Council representatives of that region or until the citizens of that region have duly elected another vice president. Any vice president elected or appointed under this section shall be at the time of his election or appointment be placed last in the line of presidential succession. If any regional vice president shall become temporarily incapacitated during his or her term of office, the president may appoint a person to fill the office during the period of such incapacitation, except that the deputy vice president of that region shall serve for the incapacitated vice president whenever such a deputy vice president exists. Section 6. National Ministers and National Cabinet. A. The President shall appoint, with the advice and consent of the People's Center Council, a national minister for every national ministry that the People's Center Council shall establish. Each minister shall be appointed for a term of 3 years. However, the President, subject to approval of the Executive Council, may remove any such minister from office and may fill the vacated office of any national minister. The removal of any such officer, however, is subject to People's Center Council review. Each national minister shall administer and direct the affairs of his or her ministry, subject to the directives of the President and Vice President acting for the President. Furthermore, each such minister shall be part of the National Cabinet, which shall also be composed of the President, the Vice President, and any other ministers established by the People's Center Council. The Cabinet shall advise and counsel the President and Vice Presidents and shall consult on the individual and collective work of its members. B. No person shall have more than one Cabinet post at the same time. C. No member of the Cabinet shall act in any manner inconsistent with the Code of Umoja or laws of the People's Center Council. Section 7. Executive Council. A. The Executive Council shall be composed of the President and each Vice President. The Executive Council shall meet at least 3 times a year at the call of the President. Additional sessions of the Executive Council may also be called by the President or any 3 Vice Presidents. The Executive Council shall coordinate the work of the President and Vice Presidents as executive officers. Furthermore, all other sections of this article notwithstanding, any directive of the Council adopted by a majority of the Council membership shall be binding on each member of the Council and all other executive officers of the nation. B. A majority of the members of the Executive Council must be present before it can exercise any of the powers vested in it by this Code of Umoja. Explanatory notes. Not much in terms of explanation is needed here. This section deals with the executive branch of the new African government. What is outlined seems to be pretty straightforward and easy to understand. Please review the articles and sections above. It would be to your advantage to be familiar with them.